Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Thank you all for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk, and the rules are, I ask you all, please do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all please put your phones on mute so that we will not hear any background noises as we speak. And I want to say thank you all for calling Blog Talk on every Friday night. What I wanted to speak about on tonight is friends and friendships. and what it takes to be a friend, the qualities of a friend, and just whatever you all have on y'all mind, whatever you all have on your mind, I would like you all to speak, talk, as I listen, because I believe in each one teach one, and I feel like everything happens for a reason. So as we all go in to our talk on today, I want you all to know that and that he does not make mistakes. So anything that you're going through, anything in your life, you all need to know that God is with you. He'll never leave you. He's never left you. He don't leave us. You just have to pray and learn how to deal with your life's changes and learn to deal with whatever is going on in your life accordingly. And the way you learn those things is to read the Bible and to gain a conscience and gain knowledge. And you have to use what you know as far as right and wrong. Okay. Do I have any callers on tonight? If I have any callers, please just say hello. Caller at 8757. How are you on tonight? If your last number, if the last four digits of your number is 8757, how are you?
Good.
You're good. thank you for calling in on tonight. Hello. Hello, caller. How are you on tonight?
Fine.
Hello, caller. How are you on tonight? How are you on tonight?
I'm fine.
Okay. Okay. Well, do you all have anything on your mind that you all would like to speak about on tonight? You're stressed out? What are you stressed out about, if you don't mind? You can't. We can't call. We can't cuss on Street Talk, but I would like to listen. Go ahead.
Stressed out because my bones and stuff is aching and stuff. And
your bones and stuff is acting up?
Yeah, my body aching and stuff. And also, I lost my apartment and stuff and stressed out.
Oh, okay. You lost your apartment and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I want you to know that you are not alone. Other people are going through those same changes, and you can get help. There's help out there for you. You just have to pray and keep God first. And if you don't mind me asking, how did you lose your apartment?
Because it was a clean. Bed bugs,
and
roaches and stuff.
Okay, you're saying, okay, hold on. You're saying, did you have bugs or the apartment complex had bed bugs?
Bed bugs and bed bugs and stuff.
You tried to talk to the people?
Yeah, I talked to
you. You talked to the apartment complex?
Yeah, let me
just hold on. Calm down.
Missing minority.
Okay, they look past the minority.
The Mexican minority.
Okay, they look for the Mexican minority.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back paying my rent.
Okay, back paying your rent. Okay, I understand that you're stressed out, so you have any anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, and,
just calm down. Calm down as you speak. Black people are paying too much money, you feel, in your apartment complex.
Yeah, and the Mexicans are paying less.
The Mexicans paying less.
Yeah, they put me out for that.
They put you out for that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do anybody have any advice for her on tonight? Because I know other people go through the same thing. Caller 8757, what advice would you give her on that? She said that she's stressed out. Her apartment complex is overlooking her, and they're allowing the Hispanic people to take over her apartment complex, she believes.
What advice do y'all? The only thing she can do is pray about it.
Give it to God. Pray about it and give it to God. I agree with you on that. Other caller, what advice did you give her?
I was just going there and talk to the manager and ask her why you allow for the Hispanic people to get to take over and not help the black people, because I feel like this, it seems like it's a situation. I might go say racist.
Yeah, that's what I was just to say. We don't want to talk about racism, because the outlook of everything is not about, well, sometimes it might be the race. And y'all, if y'all are seeing these things that's happening, then y'all need to go to someone and speak out about it. You have the housing and urban development. You have you can call the state and talk to the state about what's going on and let them know that what's going on. You can also call all kind of people and let them know what's going on.
And by the way, what color is your manager?
What color is she? She's Hispanic as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like the Hispanics are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they don't speak English.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
So it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that's encountering those problems. Callers, I would advise you to talk to the housing of urban development or the equal housing,
yes,
the equal housing people. You have the tenants associations that set up to help you with that. Let me see. After the show is over, I'm going to get you some information for the tenants association where you can call, because it is people that can help you. And I apologize that you got put out, and you don't have to. You pay what?
Too much money. Trash.
Okay. You paying too much money. You paying like you feel like you're paying, it's trash where you live at.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you all should decide to move to better areas. What area do you live in?
South Dallas, the Oak Cliff area.
Okay. That'll be fine. Maybe we can give you some information on some better places to live. Just contact me after the show. I'll contact you after the show. I have your number. I see your number right here. I'll contact you after the show and give you some leads on where you can call in to speak with them about that and maybe give you some more apartment complexes to live in, because you don't have to accept anything like you don't have to accept anything like that. Mm-hmm. Hold on just a second, y'all. I'm having technical difficulties on tonight. If the phone hangs up, callers, I want y'all to call back in like 10 minutes after I get the show reset. My apologies on tonight. We have 30 more minutes on the show, so it's getting ready to hang up, but I want y'all to call back in like 10 minutes. I'm just going to try to restream the show because I'm having technical difficulties. The other people that are trying to talk, they're not able to talk. I can't take them off of mute, and then the show is getting ready to cut off. So what I want y'all to do, hang up, and we're going to call back, okay? Callers, if y'all can hear my voice, hang up and recall the show in like about 5 minutes. I'm going to get ready to restream the show, okay? I can't take too much. My apologies, callers. Like I said, call back in at 310-982-4126. 310-982-4126 in about 5 minutes. Thank you all. Bye-bye.